morning, America. Good day, planet. Good day, universe. Welcome, Christian Israel. This is the voice of Christian Israel on Republic Broadcasting Network with your hosts, Pastors Eli James and Greg Howard. How are you doing this morning, Greg?
Doing fine, brother. Praise
Excellent.
Yahweh.
Excellent. Well, today's subject, if people think that our program is controversial, today's probably going to be one of the most controversial of all. We're actually going to be doing part two of the parable of wheat and tares. We did the first part quite some time ago, where we actually ran through Matthew chapter 13, discussing the relationship between the tares of Matthew chapter 13 and the descendants of Cain, as given to us starting in Genesis 3:15 and Genesis 4:1, etc. And this is where we're going to be going today with great detail, okay? So let me begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Yahweh. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Deliver us from those tares, O Yahweh. Deliver us from those tares.
Amen.
You have to know the nature of the disease and what causes the disease in order to cure it. Is that not true, Pastor Howard?
That's right, brother. It's wickedness has been sown among the righteous throughout the history of this world, and people want to know why there's evil in the world. That's why. Evil exists on this planet.
Yes.
And when I say evil, I mean in the realm of people. There are evil, and technically they're not people, even though they have that appearance. They're satanic beings. And I suppose one of the main things we do on this show is to expose them, rip off the masks that they hide behind, because they're very good at hiding.
That's right.
Very good at hiding from us. And although more and more, as their power and wealth grows and influence grows, more and more they're out in the open now.
That's right.
They're there to be seen, folks.
Yes. The tares are exposing themselves because of their enormous presence in high places, so they can't help but be noticed. But you still have to have eyes to recognize the difference between a wheat and a tare. Okay?
Yes.
And the churches, folks, the churches teach absolutely nothing about this. Absolutely nothing. But we're going to teach the truth of the scriptures and who these tares are in the world today and who the wheat is. Of course, the wheat is white Christian Israel. That's the wheat. Okay? So the tares are the ones who mimic white Christian Israel. Okay?
That's right. And Judeo-Christianity would sit here and tell you that the tares are the believers.
The wheat are the believers and the tares are the
others. You know, they don't understand the racial makeup of the tares. The tares are not all the people around the world that have prayed any type of a prayer to Jesus Christ. The wheat is a very specific group of individuals.
That's right.
And one group only, and that is true Christian Israel. And we have identified that group as the Anglo-Saxon race on the earth today, the white race. And no one else. No one else fits. No one else even comes close to fitting.
That's right.
And yet we are a perfect fit.
And we have a perfect fit for their tares, too. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. you have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In part one of this message, we made the point that the tares are the descendants of the wicked one. Okay, they're the literal earthly seed that has come down in Scripture through the line of Cain. Is that not correct?
Yes, it is, correct. Eli. And
yes.
Why is that obvious point so disguised in the Judeo-Christian world? The Judeo-Christians would think there's evil in the world. There might even be bad people. But they do not believe that the devil himself has literal children
on
this planet.
Yes. But
they don't understand it. In fact, they hold up the spawn of Satan, that is the Jews. We may as well just say it straight out.
Okay.
The Jews, who are the seed line of the serpent on this earth, and their very life and history points to that. I mean, the fact that they propel themselves out as the chosen people of the Old Testament, that is the most insane thing I have ever heard in my life.
That's right. It's a monstrous lie. Absolutely.
The devil's
monstrous
children proclaiming to be Yahweh's children?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's how they deceive the world. Okay.
It's so outrageous of a lie that it's actually a genius lie. I mean,
well, it's super.
You'd almost think who would make up such a lie?
Only Lucifer, Satan, could
that's
make
right.
up such a lie. Right, right.
And he is indeed the master of all liars.
Yes.
You know?
Well, today we're going to talk more about the effects of tear poisoning upon the minds and body politic of the weak people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very interesting subject because the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, the poisoning that occurs upon the wheat plant, inflicted upon the wheat plant by the tares, is an exact parallel to what the Jews do to white Christian society. It's an exact parallel. Therefore, this is indeed a biological study, okay?
So, that's right, Eli. And Eli, can I read one quick Bible verse?
Sure.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 38, where Yahshua Christ broke down this parable to his disciples, and he made it so clear. He goes, the field is the world.
Uh-huh.
The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of
yes.
the wicked.
Okay. It doesn't
so
say
Jesus Christ taught.
Unbelievers, it says children.
That's right.
Offspring. Yes.
Jesus Christ taught that throughout history, there would be a group of people on this earth that literally are children of Satan, children
right.
of the wicked one.
Amen. Amen.
Do you believe that such individuals could be saved?
Well, it doesn't say, the Bible doesn't say they can.
Yeah, it really.
They're going to be bundled up and burned. That's
you
what it is.
The Judeo-Christians have been so Judaized by Jews and
right.
lied to and their theology twisted and their Bible mistranslated and outright lied to that they, you know, they're running around trying to convert everyone when in reality the children of the wicked one, they have tasted the poison of the tares and they're in a drunken, drowsy,
yes.
near-death state from the poison of this darnel plant tare.
That's right. That's
but the,
right.
I guess the point I wanted to make was that the wicked one, Satan, has an actual children on this planet, and we have identified them as the Jews. Jesus said the synagogue of Satan would be on the earth in the final days.
That's right.
And that they would actually call themselves Jews.
That's right.
I mean, how much more clear do we need it, folks?
Yeah, right. I mean, the Bible, see, the fact is that the Judeo-Churchians like to spiritualize these very literal verses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they take the, you know, they reverse the literalism and the figurativism as they please, right? But these are very literal verses, folks. We're talking about literal children. We're not spiritualizing this to spiritual Israel or to the church or to believers or any such nonsense. This is literal, okay?
That's right.
Yes, yes. Now, do you have this? We're going to be quoting from an article entitled Zawan and Tares in the Bible. Do you have that article before you, Greg?
I do, yes.
Okay. And this is by Litton John Musselman, Department of Biological Sciences, Old Dominion University, Norfolk, Virginia. Zawan and Tares in the Bible. Okay. Economic botany. Okay, so this is science, folks. We're going to be talking science. So would you please pick it up from there, Pastor Greg?
Yeah, do you want me to...
Yeah, farmers in Jordan. Okay, right from that point.
Farmers in Jordan, let's see. Is that down just a little ways?
The third line of the abstract of Litton John Musselman. It's kind of a biography. It's at the very top of the article here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking.
Okay, that's where it says abstract.
Yep.
And underneath abstract, the third line begins, third sentence.
Yep, I'm sorry. I got it.
Yeah, okay.
Slow on the uptake here.
Yeah.
All right. Farmers in Jordan and Syria refer to two weeds in wheat fields as Zawan in Arabic. These are the Sagetal seeds. Cephalaria, Sericia, some fancy Latin terms yes. here, and Lalium Tementulum.
Right.
The Greek word Zizanion in the parable in Matthew 13 is translated variously as tares, darnel, and weed. According to the biblical text, tares must have a life cycle like wheat and easily contaminate wheat seed.
Okay, let's stop right there. Do not the Jews have a life cycle similar to that of the Anglo-Saxon Caucasians?
Yes, absolutely they do.
Yeah, yeah. And do they not contaminate our society?
Well, that's probably why they've been thrown out of well over 100 countries throughout the last 1,500 years of history.
Yes.
Although that's been mostly erased from our history books,
exactly.
thanks to Jewish publishing houses.
Yes, yes.
But allowing them into white countries was allowing in the contamination and the destruction that they bring. From every possible angle, they bring destruction.
So just as tares contaminate wheat, Jews contaminate white society. Please continue.
Amen, brother. To better understand which plant is Zawan field, or let's see,
Yes.
To better understand which plant is Zawan Field and threshing sites in Jordan and Syria were surveyed, 4 grain fields and 4 threshing sites had cephalaria, 1 field and 1 threshing site had lalium. Early botanical explorers noted C. syriacus, a weed in wheat in Syria. There are few records of Syriaca as contaminants of grain caches at archaeological sites, while L. temulentum is common.
Okay, so we're focusing on L. temulentum. This is a genus. This is a species, a very particular species of tare. Okay?
Yes.
So please continue.
Introduction here. 2 major grains, wheat and barley, are frequently mentioned both in the Old and New Testament of the Bible. Wheat was the preferred grain because it could be used to make yeast bread. Barley, on the other hand, lacks appreciable gluten, so produced less desirable flat bread. For this reason, barley was consistently valued at half the price of wheat. Today, barley is used almost exclusively for fodder in Jordan and Syria.
Okay, so wheat is a better product. Okay, all right.
Yeah, you can make bread from it.
Yes.
The parable of the wheat and the tares is well known. Despite this, there is disagreement over the plant or plants meant by the Greek word zizanion, found only in Matthew 13, where it is variously translated into English as weed, darnel, or tares. In order to understand the context of this hapax legomenon word used in only one place and its botanical features, it is essential to consider the text in detail.
Yes, and we did a detailed text of that last time, but go ahead. He discusses it in the article as well. Mm-hmm. So this ought to do.
Yeah, Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came.
Are not the Christian churches asleep?
Yes.
Yes, they
are.
And
when they sleep, the enemy comes. And sowed weeds, and this is that Greek word zizanion, here and throughout, among the wheat, and went away. And when the wheat sprouted and formed ears, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servant came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds, tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" This is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30.
Okay, now, when we discuss this in detail, the initial planting of the zizanion, or the tare seed, occurred in the garden in Genesis 3:15, where Eve was seduced, physically, sexually seduced, by the Nahash creature.
Okay? Yes.
And the Bible clearly gives us 2 lines of descent, one through Seth, the Adamic line of descent, and one through Cain, the Terah line of descent. We will continue right after these words.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare?
Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
So we're discussing the two seed lines, the seed line of the wheat and the seed line of the tare. So please continue with Mr. Musselman here.
Okay. All right, I'm just looking for exactly where I left off here. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I got it. The parable of the wheat and the tares is well known. Despite this, there is disagreement over the plant or plants meant by the Greek word zionion, found only... did I read that already?
Yeah. Actually,
I'm sorry, brother. I got it.
Down to the list of features of the tares, yes.
Yep. Sorry. All right. Features of tares in this text can be summarized as follows. Tares are associated with wheat, not barley.
Okay. Now, it's very apparent to us that the tares contaminate primarily white society. Okay.
Yeah. Where else do they go?
Well, I mean, Jews are everywhere. Okay?
Yeah.
But they do not destroy those other societies to the extent that they have destroyed white society, you know. So the contamination of white society by the Jews is pervasive and often conclusive, leading to the total destruction of, you mentioned, the Jews have been kicked out of hundreds of white city-states and countries, primarily because of the damage that they have done by being...
Right, brother, and... A perfect example of this is what's going on right now in Sweden.
Yes.
Have been reading the riots over there?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They've shipped in millions of dark African Muslim immigrants into that white pristine country, and guess what's happening?
Yeah, race riots.
The destruction of that country is in full force.
Yeah.
And guess what? That was the point of it all along.
That's right.
Jews were never out to create harmony in Sweden. They wanted to destroy it because they hate white nations.
Yes.
They hate white solidarity. They hate whites' love for their own race.
Right.
So that cannot be tolerated. So what's the best way to do that if they just can't outright kill us? ship in millions of third worlders,
yes,
and force that country to pay for them.
Yeah, and now it's the Jews, yeah, who are behind all of this forced immigration.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah, they're the ones who created this mess.
Yeah, you think all those white people wanted all those millions of blacks?
No, it's the Zionists.
At their own expense? I don't think any of us signed up for that.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. Deanna Spingola had a couple of those Swedes on her show earlier this week, mm-hmm, and it turned out that at least one of them was a Jew, and they were trying to blame all this stuff on Islam, right?
Yeah.
But it was the Islamics who instigated and lobbied in Sweden for all of these black Muslims to enter Sweden. It was the Jews that lobbied for this situation.
Exactly.
Jews are simply using them to destroy us.
Right. And then, of course, the Jew is a master of deflecting blame away,
yes,
from themselves,
right,
onto someone else.
Amen. Amen.
What's the famous saying? The Jew cries out in pain as he hits you.
That's right. That's
I mean, it's, you know, they are masters of deflecting blame,
uh-huh,
away from themselves, you know, and they will never step up and take blame ever, ever, ever.
Okay, so as the tares are associated with the wheat, the Jews contaminate us, the white.
That's right.
Okay, number two.
Let's see. Tares could be contaminants of wheat seed.
Amen.
This is implied in the seed being good, i.e. pure, not contaminated with the seeds of the tares.
Okay, so wherever white people can live without Jews, there's no contamination.
That's
there's
right.
There's peace and harmony, as every white society has been contaminated by Jews throughout it. Started Greece, Rome, Spain, France, Germany, now America, and Sweden.
Right, you could almost do an entire study of the world history by watching the decline of nations after they admitted Jews into
That's
their
right.
borders.
Exactly.
Gave them a foothold.
Exactly. It's a science.
And brother, let me tell you, the United States is quickly becoming a footnote here in history. We have been the greatest nation the world has probably ever seen. And when the Jews begin to flood over here in the late 1800s and got a foothold.
Yes.
And finally, you know, in the early 1900s, established the Federal Reserve Bank.
Yes.
And, you know, began to establish themselves as a massive power here and around the world.
Yes.
Our country has gone downhill ever since. And I would say it's safe to say that we are in somewhat of our death throes right now.
That's right.
We haven't died yet, folks, but we're in hospice right now.
Right,
we're hooked up to the machine. We're on artificial life respirators.
Right. But they still can bleed more blood and money out of us while we're alive, right?
That's right. Our greatness has been greatly diminished, and it can easily be traced to them. If you have an open mind, you can see it.
That's right.
It's not for nothing that we've gone downhill so badly in the last 20, 30 years.
Yes.
We've been led down that path by the tares, by the Jews, and yet to this day the Judeo-Christian churches hold them up as some kind of chosen people on the earth.
Yes.
It makes me want to pull my hair out. I'm telling you, brother, it makes me beside myself.
Well, the 501c3 corporation churches have become instruments of the tares in their destruction of the white race. Yeah, please continue. Because
yes.
these correlations are very clear.
Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah, this is probably the meat of this study right here, these correlations.
All right, so
okay.
Continue with item number two right after these announcements.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. go to campingsurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, folks. Okay, we're talking about the comparison between the tares of Matthew chapter 13 and the Jewish people and the Jewish religion, and how Judaism contaminates Christianity. Well, I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right, Greg. A whole history book can be written about how Judaism has contaminated Christianity and how the Jewish people have contaminated white Christian society throughout history. I mean, the parallels are exact, absolutely exact.
It's unbelievable. I mean, look at the contamination that took place in the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
The incredible purity and the glory that Adam and Eve had initially, the Shekinah glory of Yahweh was upon them.
Yes.
They enjoyed direct fellowship with Yahweh them. Himself yeah. in the garden. And as soon as there was the contamination of that fallen angel that planted his seed, that first tare seed, into the womb of Eve so that she would bear the evil child Cain, life has never been the same on this planet.
Yes.
And
yes.
The contamination has spread. It's a contagion. It's not just contamination. It's a contagion. It spreads. It's contagious. And allowing a very small bit of it in is all it takes as it multiplies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you let a handful. You let one of them in. That's all it takes.
Yeah, and the contamination spreads. Yes,
and exactly. The contamination spreads. They network, they're a tribe.
Just like a germ. You know, you introduce a germ into a healthy body, you make that person sick if they don't have the right immune system education, right?
That's right. And, okay. You know, and as I told you, I'm reading through that book, The International Jew by Henry Ford, which we'll have to do a show on that. It's a magnificent book.
Okay.
Absolutely a magnificent book. But the concept that these... I don't know, we need a term for them. I don't like to call them people. But These Jews are indeed internationalists.
These fallen ones, yes.
They are not, you know, they owe no allegiance to any nation.
That's
you
right.
Know. Even the ones in our own government, are most of them are dual citizens of the United States and Israel. Where do you think their true allegiance lies?
And the Book of Enoch describes these tares as well as being the rich and the super rich of the planet during these end times.
Right, and the ones who are going about trying to establish their own kingdom on this earth
right.
rather than give any glory to Yahweh, and they yes. persecute the children of Yahweh in the end times.
Amen. Amen.
It's very, very plain to see in Enoch.
Tremendous parallels there, okay? Well, let's continue. We were on point number two. By the way, folks, this article is entitled Zawan, Z-A-W-A-N, and Tares in the Bible by Lytton John Musselman, L-Y-T-T-O-N. So if you want to access that article, the URL is a bit long. So, but you can find that article simply by searching for it on the net. Zawan and Tares in the Bible. Let's go to point number two.
Okay. I'm going to start over at the beginning. We just
yes.
barely got into it. Tares could be contaminants of wheat seed. This is implied in the seed being good, that is pure, not contaminated with the seeds of the tares.
So we can only be good if we're not contaminated by Jews, right?
That's
they
right.
always destroy our society. Please continue.
Following on this, the grains of the two must be similar.
Well, they do look alike, and the Jews are experts at mimicking the people they infiltrate.
Yes.
Right? That's their expertise.
Masters of it.
Yes, they're absolute chameleons, and they have done this time and time again for thousands of years throughout history. They always begin by entering society pretending to be like us.
That's right.
And then we find out otherwise.
Well, then they come in. One of the first things they do is they change their name.
Yes, right, right.
They lose the bird or the
Jewishness.
Stein or the man on the end. And they go directly with a Smith or a Jones or a whatever name du jour that they want
right.
to blend in. If they have problems with their appearance, especially in this age, guess where they head?
Yeah, the surgery department.
To the plastic surgeon.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, anything they can do to change the appearance, to change the name, to blend in as an infiltrator, which
right.
is what they are. They're infiltrators.
But they did not change their evil behavior. That
no.
they continue. Yes.
No, nothing changes inwardly, only
yes.
outwardly. Only
yes.
to fool us, not to change themselves.
Yes.
Not to assimilate into our culture or way of life in any kind of meaningful way.
But now, interestingly, in the history of America, the American white Christian was not willing to accept the Jews as equals. The Jews had to buy up America and influence the seminaries of Christianity and turn them into Judeo-Christian, Judeo-Christian
exactly.
seminaries. It took about 40 years, if not longer, for the Jews to really pull off this mimicry here in America.
Oh, yeah, definitely more than, 40,
yes.
50 years. And probably, again, once they begin to accumulate massive wealth,
yes,
you know, then they could reshape society. And
Jews
now we
were not allowed to play golf with whites. They were not allowed to go into white-owned hotels and motels.
Absolutely.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, they were banned from most private clubs.
Yes.
Universities at one time banned
Amen.
Them. You know, certainly private country clubs, there were
yes.
no Jews allowed.
That's
they,
right.
They realized these, you can't let them in.
You can't let them in.
You let them in, they are destroyers. It's like allowing evil into your house. You just
right.
don't do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now that they own everything, you can't keep them out of anything. You know?
Exactly.
They
have utterly taken control of America. Please continue.
Yes, brother. They keep us out now with their
That's
wealth.
Right. That's right.
Let's see. Modern varieties
yes.
of wheat can reasonably be assumed to have larger grains than ancient wheats.
And whites are typically about a foot taller than the average Jew, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're bigger than they are.
Yeah, obfuscating the mimicry of two different fruits.
Okay, so this is, again, the tares have slightly smaller seed, than the wheat. Okay, Jews are obviously shorter.
They look like Wolf Blitzer and Larry King.
There you go.
No?
Oh, yeah, it reminds me. Remember that movie, Twins?
Twins,
with Arnold Schwarzenegger playing the Aryan twin and Danny DeVito playing the fat little Jew. Yeah. How could these people be twins?
Yes, obviously.
They're laughing at us, folks.
Yeah, that's them laughing at us, making a movie. Look, we're your equals. Yes.
Twins.
And, you know, what does this say to the fact of a white woman that would marry a Jewish man?
Well, for his money, that's always the case.
I mean, from a I don't know, genetic standpoint, it's a total disaster.
It is, yes. Yeah, well, more half-breeds can be the only result. And, you know, and the DNA wars against itself, just like Esau and Jacob were fighting against each other in Rebecca's womb, okay?
Yeah. That's right, brother, the two nations in her womb.
Yes. And Esau became the race traitor, and all the descendants of Esau today are the Jews, because he married into the Canaanite, Cain seed line.
That's right, and you know, the Bible is so plain for those that will sit there and see it. You know, the Jews sit here and tell us that they are the chosen people of the Old Testament, yet they are traceable to Esau.
That's right.
And in their older writings, they claim to be of Esau. Of course, now they realize that it's probably not.
Esau, Edom, is in Jewry, modern Jewry. That's what the Jewish Encyclopedia states.
And yet the Bible plainly teaches that Yahweh hates Esau and loves Jacob.
That's right. That's right. Well, let me hear. I think this is the appropriate point in John chapter 8, because Matthew 13 is not the only source of this information. In John chapter 8, Jesus is having a dispute with the Pharisees. Let's pick it up from verse 39. He says, "They, the Pharisees, answered and said to him, 'Abraham is our father.' Jesus says to them, 'If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. By their works shall we know them.'" Right? Verse 40. "But now you seek to kill me." He's not talking to the Romans. He's talking to the Pharisees. "A man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham." You, speaking to these Pharisaic Jews, "you do the deeds of your father." Then they said to him, "We be not born of fornication." They claim to be pure-blooded Israelites, right? But that's a lie.
Yeah.
"We have one father, even God." Verse 42, Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear, that is, understand my words. You are of your father the devil, and
Amen.
The lusts of your father will ye do."
They hated him.
They hate him.
They
still
hate him today.
That's right.
To this day, they hate him. They hate him. They won't even say his name.
Yes.
They hate him.
They cringe when they hear the name of Jesus or Yahshua or even Yahweh. They cringe.
They cringe.
Yes.
It's like the devil himself within them shudders at the mention, knowing that judgment is approaching for them. And,
Yes. You know,
yet they can sit there and lie to the majority of our race, and our race will sit there and just suck it right up and go, "Oh, well, it doesn't matter really how they live or what they believe. We know deep down that they're all going to be saved in the end because they're the chosen race."
So
what stupidity.
The tares mimic the wheat, but they cannot hide their hatred of the wheat, nor can they hide their hatred of the creator of our race, Jesus Christ.
There's no divinity in them whatsoever.
Yes.
Only a satanic element in them.
Amen.
And it surfaces every time you look at them. The satanic element cannot be hidden.
Just confront the Jew and say, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe? Do you believe in the salvation?" And the Jew will turn and flee.
Yeah.
He will flee.
The so-called chosen people.
Yes.
What a joke.
Let's go to number three.
Amen. The life cycle of tares and wheat is synchronous.
Yes. Because
they
mimic
grow together. Yeah.
Yes. They mimic us.
Both grow together. They mimic us. Point four. The farmer instructs the workers to gather first and bind the tares.
Hey, so what does this have? Well, please continue. Yes.
First collect the weeds. The fact that the wheat may be collected or damaged does not imply that the root system of the tares is more entwined with neighboring roots more than any normal weed.
Okay, yeah, well, a normal weed, right? But the tares are not a normal weed, okay? They plant their roots firmly amongst the wheat. So, in order to destroy the wheat,
mm-hmm.
they have an intentionality here, okay? The Jews have done this deliberately throughout history, contaminating white wheat society.
This is what they do. This is why they don't live amongst their own, you know, nations and societies. They want to mingle in with us.
Well, okay, Greg, let me ask you a question. Why haven't the American Jews, the Swedish Jews, the European Jews, the Australian Jews, why haven't they moved to Palestine?
Well, I think Ben Franklin said it well. He said, vampires cannot live among vampires.
That's right.
You know?
The tares are parasites. They have to live among the wheat. The idea that all Jews are going to move to Palestine is garbage.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Then they can't ply can't ply their parasitic trades among themselves.
Yes.
They have to be among us.
That's just a fictitious story they tell. Judeo-Churchians believe it and swallow it whole. Folks, they're here.
They're here
contaminating America. They're contaminating Sweden. They're contaminating all white society. Wake up.
Amen, brother. Wake up. Wake up out there, folks. I hope you're hearing this and you're reading the news and you're seeing the destruction in Sweden and you're realizing, that's not just a bunch of dark Muslims going crazy over there. This is an orchestrated plan bring a once amazingly great white nation of Sweden to its knees to destroy it.
That's right.
To destroy it out of pure satanic hatred.
Open your eyes, folks.
For the beautiful Swedish people.
Open your eyes. Okay. Number five.
At least near maturity, the two plants can be distinguished in the field. Because the wheat was forming ears when the tares were discovered.
Okay, and this is typically how it happens. First of all, the Jews infiltrate into our society, and they're actually very much distinguishable from us because they're shorter, they're darker, they have black beards, and the rabbis and many other Jews wear these black fedoras, and they stay amongst themselves, and they actually still do. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But some of them mingle with us, okay? The ones that mingle with us begin to look like us. And so here the parallel is exact again. The tares slither in, and some of them look like us toward the point of the harvest. But we know how to distinguish them from ourselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you really can't tell the main difference until the fruit begins to show.
Right.
Until the grains of wheat and the grains of the darnel seed begin to grow, the fruit of the darnel apparently turns quite black.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the wheat is a beautiful golden color.
Right. The golden blonde hair of our women.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not Jewish
yes.
women. Yes.
All right, let's see, I left off here. Okay, we're in the middle of point five. We cannot determine from the parable if the two plants were distinguishable or indistinguishable when young, because it is unclear at which stage they were first noted.
Yes, but we know. It's just we haven't learned that we are not to allow them in our company.
Mm-hmm.
And even Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye therefore separate from these unbelievers. The Jews are not believers. Paul tells us to stay away from these people. Do not allow them to come into your society.
That's
but
right.
Judeo-Churchians praise them and honor them and bring them in wherever they possibly can. It's insanity, folks.
Right, and now it's gotten to the point where they are the ones that are in charge of immigration.
That's right.
Think
exactly
about that.
Right.
There was a time when they struggled to get into a country. Now they are the ones that dictate immigration policy in all the white nations of the world.
And that has only one purpose, and that is to destroy us. Let me go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Be you not unequally yoked together with Esau. Well,
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Oh, Darnell. the tares are in amongst the wheat, and the wheat do not even suspect it.
No, because we've been drugged by the... The poison of the Darnell plant. It puts out a slow, deadly poison.
Our Judeo-Christianity is a hallucination. It's not a religion. It's a hallucination caused by the poison of Darnell. Please continue.
Yeah, and of course they disseminate that poison daily to us via the media, television, movies, Hollywood, indoctrinating our children in school with outright lies and revised history.
Yes.
Take away any national or racial solidarity that we may have, and instead feed us politically correct nonsense.
Yes.
This is how they're poisoning us on a daily basis.
Okay.
Very sad.
Obviously, Mr. Musselman, you know, is not aware of the Jew correlation with the terrorists,
no,
right?
He's not.
Yeah. So
but that's okay, because he almost makes our point quite well.
Yes.
because he's making the point. He just hasn't determined who are these tares. He's pointing out tares exist, you know, but he isn't clear enough here to point out who are they in the world.
Yeah, and Yahshua was using a literal plant of the tare species, a literal weed seed, as an example of tares, because these tares do exactly to wheat what the Jews do to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the parallels are astonishingly close, all right? So he only makes one more point. Here, go ahead and read point number six.
Okay, he says, no mention is made of tares being poisonous.
But we know that they are. We know that they are, okay? So he doesn't have to tell us that, because a truly aware white Christian will understand what Yahshua is talking about. Okay, he goes on several paragraphs discussing different alternatives, but he settles on Lolium temulentum as Darnell, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go down to the paragraph where it starts out with, Lolium is visually indistinguishable from wheat, at least at the youngest stages.
Okay, I've got that, yeah.
And I can say right off the bat, well, a typical Jewish baby is somewhat, you know, I mean, they look cute, right? And they may look like white babies, but they're really not. They're really not. They're a totally different species.
They are, Eli, and you know, they've got our people so hoodwinked that most people think Jews are white because they kind of look white. You know that?
Yeah,
you know that.
Most people believe that. Yeah,
yeah, they just think, well, you know, yeah, they're white. Yeah, look at them. They're white. I still remember I looked up Rahm Emanuel one time on Wikipedia, and it listed him as of the Caucasian race.
Really?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
They mimic us. They pretend to be us.
Yeah, I thought Rahm Emanuel is a Caucasian, and I thought, not a chance.
Not a chance. Absolutely no chance. He's a Jew.
He himself would admit it, I would think.
Unless
moment it benefited him to portray himself as a white man, which that's why they will identify as white when it suits them.
Yes.
And most of the time,
Yes.
A Jew is not white. It doesn't matter what they look like.
They will admit that they're not white and they hate whites.
Yes.
They admit it in their literature. Yes, absolutely. So please continue.
Lolium is visually indistinguishable from wheat, at least at the youngest stages. It matures at the same time as wheat. The mature grains are about the same size and shape as wheat grains.
Okay. Well, we'll have to pick this up after this break, and we have a few more comments calls. Stay tuned, folks. This is the truth. Coming in.